Okay.
Okay, we still have a couple of minutes left in public session, so I just wanted to let the other commissioners know I did talk to Sean's tree service, and they did respond back to me live, and I asked Sean why it was that he cut all of the trees as opposed to those that were just marked and identified per the contract, which is to cut down the marked trees. He did say that the one large pine tree that was taken down, which was at the very front of those two lots by the road, did require some of the other trees that were unmarked around it to be taken down just to get at it. But as far as the other trees, he said he just took them down. He couldn't really quite remember. I did have a conversation with the other resident at number 6 Little Loop, and when the trees were taken down and the homeowner came up to their property, she did go see Adam next door, and this is all witnessed by other neighbors that were there, is that Adam said the taking of all the trees and bushes was part of the scope of the plan, which it was not. That's why we marked them. But so, again, that's hearsay.
It wouldn't have mattered because it was already done. It had already been done at that point.
Yeah.
And you know and what, so, Jay, I can see if they're moving equipment down that property line, you're going to run over all the saplings and the small trees anyway. I mean, it almost is like they made that area look better instead of it being just a bunch of scrabbly looking, you know, five and six foot saplings, that they actually cleaned it up and made it look better. Because they just gone in, taken the trees out and moved back, all that stuff would have been run over and broken and dead. So they actually cleaned it up fairly nicely.
Yeah.
That was my perception.
Okay.
I don't want to interrupt. I just wanted to let you know that I'm Lynn Baker and I'm on the line now.
Thank you.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
Good morning, everybody.
Hey. Good morning. Yeah. Stop the recording.
So now, we're going to have to turn the recording off.